I'm sure a lot of you can relate to what I'm about to tell you. So I realized that I'd put myself in a creative prison because of a crippling fear to put my work out there. So what would happen is every time I would be inspired to put something out, I would go online and see someone doing what I wanted to do, only they did it so much better than I could ever imagine I could. I remember one time specifically where I had a brilliant idea, well, I thought it was brilliant, to film a video on how to establish a foundational closet, because it's something I spent a while researching on and trying to do for myself, and I'd finally established a method that I thought would work easily and was easy to package and share with others. Then, of course, I went online to check the competition, which turned out to be a bad idea, because, well, needless to say, that idea is still sitting in my notes, along with hundreds of others that I still haven't executed. But I've also started to realize how foolish this is. Because to be fair, when I looked at the competition, I mean, their vibes and aesthetic were all the way there, you know? And I thought, there's no way in hell someone's coming to watch what I've put out when they have this to watch instead. But I also didn't consider the fact that they had millions of subscribers at this point, probably a huge team behind them, and the hundreds of hours of work over years sometimes that they've had to put in to perfect their product. And even more importantly, they had to start somewhere. And this is what I want to talk to you about today. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Cozy Glow, the place where you can be inspired to embrace and adopt ideas that will help you grow and glow from the inside out. So before you throw stones at me for what I want to say next, please listen to the end. I believe that Shakespeare had it all wrong when he said to be or not to be. Okay, maybe not wrong, but I do want to add a bit more to the statement to add a new layer of meaning to it. I would rewrite it as to be or not do and therefore never be. So the idea here is that we're considering the fact that if you have an idea of who you want to be, things you want to accomplish, goals that you have set for yourself, you have to be willing to put in the work to see them through and do, therefore be whoever you want to be. A huge aspect of this, of course, involves overcoming the fear to start or to put yourself out there. This applies really in any context, whether you want to start a podcast, start a business, break a world record, I really don't care what it is. Fear might very well be the thing that is crippling you from getting started. The funny thing about fear is that it will often mask itself in a variety of ways. So it can come through you telling yourself that the world doesn't need your contribution or that it's redundant because there's already so much of it online. Or perhaps like me, you investigate the competition and then you eliminate yourself before you even enter the ring. Fear can also come dressed as procrastination. You know, you keep telling yourself, I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to do it on Monday. I'm going to do it, you know, at the beginning of the year, beginning of the month, next quarter, whatever it is. There's always something where you tell yourself, okay, I have to wait for this thing to happen and then I'll do it. But really, every moment is an opportunity for something new to be born. And here's another buzz line. It only takes 1 second to change your mind. You know, so once you realize that something new is being born every second, there's nothing stopping you from starting to go after your dreams on a Thursday afternoon at 3:45. You don't have to wait for anything. You just have to believe in yourself and take the leap of faith. Fear can also come dressed as pride, as embarrassment, as shame, negative feelings. You know, you feel like if you put something out, people are going to make fun of you or laugh at you. Well, so what if they do? And then what? You know, once you start to peel back the layers of fear and get to the root or the pith of the matter, you will discover that you are simply standing in your own way. So let's consider what some of these things might be that you will discover once you start peeling back. So the first thing that I want to address that lies at the root of fear is the issue of not feeling good enough. I've had to ask myself on more than one occasion, sometimes out loud, with the risk of looking a little bit cuckoo, the simple question, good enough for who? Good enough for what? You know, when you start to think of the answers to that question, you realize how unhelpful it is to your personal growth. Are you saying that you're not good enough for the people that will resonate with your work or your content or your product or whatever you're putting out? Or are you saying you're not good enough for the success that lies on the other side of fear? Listen, if there's anything that you're going to take away from this podcast, let it be this. The people who will love your work exist. Your tribe exists. Your customers exist. There are more than 7 billion people in the world. So even if 0.001% of the world supported you, in fact, that's a whole lot, you know, it would be more than enough for you to be successful. So you have to believe that your people are out there. And the issue here, you know, sometimes, and I know it has been for me, it's trying to appeal to everybody. But you have to realize that it's more important to be authentic in what you offer and true to what you are actually passionate about, and then letting the right people gravitate towards you on their own. They will find you, but you have to put the content out. You have to put the products out. You have to put the whatever it is, you have to put it out for people to find, because they're not going to find it if it remains in your notes or in your mind as an idea. You have to execute and you have to put it out with full confidence that the right people will find you, and they will in due time. Now let's consider the second trap, which is perfectionism. And I'm literally laughing at myself as I'm recording this, because this is probably the fourth time I've re-recorded this section, which just illustrates my point. Perfection doesn't exist, you know. There's no ins and outs about it. It is what it is. But I think a lot of you can relate to the fact that seeking perfectionism has been the reason why so many dreams go to die, you know. I can't tell you, for example, how many videos I have that are fully edited and ready to go, but I've never seen the light of day because they were not perfect. And even right now, it's literally midnight, and I'm recording this podcast that I should have probably been done with a long time ago, but I keep redoing certain sections because I feel like it's not perfect. And it's quite funny for me because I'm an artist, and working with paint teaches you that you can always cover up a mistake with more layers of paint, and you can actually create something even more beautiful at the end. And I often ask myself, why can't I just use that same approach with anything creative? You know, and for you, it might come across in the sense of ideas you've had that you allow to die, maybe a business idea or whatever it is. And you tell yourself that the timing isn't perfect. You haven't got the perfect equipment. You haven't got the perfect bank balance. Look, you will never achieve perfection. And trust me, I'm preaching to the choir, because this is something I'm still learning myself. Putting yourself out there and following your dreams requires taking a leap of faith and knowing that progress is more important than anything else. And this point is perfectly illustrated in a book called Art and Fear, Observations on the Perils and Rewards of Art Making by David Bales or Biles. I'm not sure how to pronounce that, where he details an experiment where students in a pottery class were split into two groups. So the one group had to create a new pot every day for 30 days, while the other group only had to focus on creating one pot over the same period of time, the 30 days. And at the end of this experiment, the students who had created 30 pots had marginally better looking work than the latter group. And this just goes to show that progress and improvement go hand in hand. You know, there's an advantage that someone who has more experience can have over you when you're starting something out. But that doesn't make them better than you. It simply means that they have more experience. That's really all there is. There's nothing else that sets them apart or makes them more superior than you, except time and quantity. So don't be like me and try to be like the new me and not fall into the trap of comparison. Just get going, and over time you'll get good. You just have to focus on doing the thing, because through doing the thing, then you're going to improve. You'll never be perfect because, like I said, perfection doesn't exist. And there's always room for growth and improvement. In fact, it's better to always have a growth mindset. And when you reach your ceiling, well, it's a sign to bust through the roof and reach for the sky. You have to continuously be looking for ways in which you can grow. And it's not necessarily that you have to, you know, do something crazy all the time. Just incremental improvement. So this actually takes me into the last segment of this podcast, which is a short list of actions you can start taking today to help you to get going. Okay, so we're going to jump straight into this list of things you can start to do to get going. The first point is to quit overthinking. Just put your work out, even if it's half-baked. Just put it out. The second point is, once you get going, make it a point to improve incrementally. Every time you put something new out, aim to improve it by 1%. I mean, if you improve it by 10%, more power to you. But look, this is just about having a realistic goal and aiming to improve a little bit every time. The third point, when you're running your race, focus on the finish line. Stop looking over your shoulder to see what everyone else is doing and how you pale in comparison. This will only lead to you tripping and falling. So focus on your race, focus on your lane, and keep going. And the last point is to start now, literally today. Stop putting it off to the next day or week or month or year. Just start today. So let me know in the comments, what are you committing to starting today or continuing or reviving? I'd also like to invite you to spend a moment encouraging anyone else in the comments who has shared something, because there's strength in numbers and it's always nice when someone gives you a little push of encouragement. So don't be shy. Have great conversations in the comments with others and let's create a community of supportive creatives who want to see each other win. Until next time, au revoir.